The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems, it's not about us.
Woohoo!
What is it?
We're talking to Lisa today. She just went through an intervention.
Went through an intervention? Like a intervention?
Yeah.
Slacker, we have something we want to
talk
to you.
No! I knew this is how you were going to do it. Like right in the middle of the show, I can't run out.
He can't leave, yeah.
All right, Lisa?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah, hi, Lisa.
What happened?
I'm so pissed right now. My friend staged an intervention for me last weekend.
Oh, it was for, like, I was kind of hoping T-Eck was being creative with his T's and you
No.
It was against, like, not against, for you.
Right. Yeah.
It was for me. Yeah. They told me we were going to a wine tasting and then surprise, it's an intervention.
Okay. An intervention about what?
They think that I'm drinking too much and that I'm making bad decisions, but I don't actually have a problem and I don't need an intervention, which is why I just feel so mad and betrayed by my friends, you know?
There is something weird about the, hey, let's go to a wine tasting. Psych. Like there's
luring you in with the very thing they're trying. Okay. But I mean,
is that normal? I don't know. How do you normally get someone to an intervention?
I've only seen them on the TV shows or whatever.
Yeah,
but
I have
too. It's like, hey, we're going to see some art at this hotel. And then they're all in the lobby of the hotel or in a ballroom or whatever. Or just come over to the house. And then as soon as they walk in, your uncles are sitting there. And everybody's got the blue card with their grievances against you sort of thing. Lisa, I don't want to take the side of you immediately. Like, does it make sense to you that maybe probably every person who has a problem, as well as people who don't, would say, I don't have a problem? Right?
I understand that, but in this case, I truly don't have a problem.
Okay, but why do your friends think you do?
Yeah.
Like, is there a point?
I think it's because when we go out, which isn't that often, but when we do go out, I drink, and the last time that it happened, we were having a blast, and I ended up going home with a guy that night.
Okay.
Which was great.
Where's the problem?
I ended up having a great night. And that's happened a couple of times. And so I think that's where they're coming from. But I'm still in my 20s. I really don't think that this is an issue.
And so the rest of them, are the rest of them coupled already? Do they have significant
others?
Okay.
Yeah, they are.
So this could be partially about your alcohol consumption and partially about what they perceive as
normal.
Sluttiness. They're like,
yeah, like decision making or what, like they think.
Okay. So was that the bulk of what they did? They each go around the room? I mean, other than the TV show, I don't know what one looks like.
Right.
But did everybody kind of go around the room and say, your alcohol affects me or affects you in the following ways? And kind of, did they lay out, we don't like watching you be slutty, or what did they say?
What was said? Well, basically it was like two of them talking and the rest of them just nodding.
Okay.
And who I called my best friend, Megan, organized it. And she was like, we're just worried about you because we're in our late 20s. And so they were like, everyone else is aged out of this, and you're still getting, you're still drinking a lot when we go out and we don't want to see you go down a dark path or whatever. But, I have a high pressure job and sometimes I need to let off a little steam, and it's not like we go out every weekend.
Mm-hmm. But they don't see it that way.
No.
We'll probably ask you a bunch more questions, but what do you want from people to call? What do you want to hear? Has anyone else had an intervention where they pushed back on it? Or what kind of advice are you looking for today?
I don't know. I really don't feel that I need one, and I'm offended. Okay. And I feel, I can't break up with all my friends, but.
But you're not going to go to rehab just to keep your friends.
No, No, like, why would I do that? I don't drink every day. Like, I drink whenever we go out. Like,
do you guys do other things other than going out, or are they only seeing you when you go out? If that makes sense.
They're only seeing you when we go out.
So you're just, yeah, I mean, it sounds like you're just maybe ramping it up more than them, and then they're
That's what they think is normal.
But you guys, let me just...
Yeah.
But sometimes your friends know best.
Yeah.
They can see a change, maybe. They can see something's off, something's
I'm
different.
I'm not trying... Like, nobody would be less inclined to throw Lisa under the bus, right?
Right, yeah.
But there is a thing that if you guys ever went like, hey, man, whoa... You're coming in real slow to work and you still smell like last night's booze, or like I heard you slept with 14 different, like you, like whatever. I would probably push back in the way that Lisa is, but I'd also have to accept the fact that I spend the bulk of my time with my kids and you two.
So if anyone's going to notice it, that would be where you turn. And maybe
if somebody's going to know that there's a change or a problem, mm-hmm. it'd be you guys.
Yeah.
So I would quiet my mind and listen to the intent behind it. Let me get the phone number in here, 303-222-5423, or text in at 51059. Like, if you've ever done an intervention, I mean, I imagine Lisa's response is typical as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what I've seen a lot on the TV show, is it usually does, usually don't finish. Like, yeah. I kind of person storms off or whatever, but
I don't have a problem.
Yeah.
Even though they've got gold spray paint all over their mouth, you're like, bro, you're a huffer. Like, you just...
yeah.
But, so, Lisa, are you saying you don't drink? I mean, by the way, you can not drink every day and still be an alcoholic.
Yeah. You can be a high-functioning alcoholic.
100%.
I'm worried, like, I mean, if we ditch this friend group, if we deem that you're in the right and we go, this friend group's too uptight, let's get some new friends who like to party... Is that the direction we want to go in either?
Are we sending her down an even darker path than...
Yeah.
You're not concerned at all, Lisa. Like, you don't feel like your promiscuity is turned up when you drink.
I'm truly not concerned. I think I'm just having fun. And that, you know, I'm still at an age where this is not looked down upon.
Yeah.
And... You know, so I don't have a long-term partner like they have, but it's fine. You know, I'm in my 20s. It's going to be fine. I'll find someone, but right now I'm just having fun, and I feel really judged.
But the one thing that I know we're going to get people calling in about is you said a sentence that can be trigger words for alcoholism. It's like, I have a hard job, and sometimes I need to take the edge off.
Mm.
And it's like, if you're using alcohol not only as something fun, but as a self-medicating thing, that's when it starts to go down the road of you're on that team, not that team.
And like finding excuses.
Correct.
To self-medicate.
But we all kind of do that anyway, don't we?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, mm-hmm. I'm going to grab a piece of that chocolate peanut butter pie.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so you use alcohol for that.
Right. I mean, I don't know the right answer because I drink more often than... the average person,
mm-hmm.
but I'm also, if nothing else, super high functioning in all every aspect of what. So
right.
It's like, but I could absolutely be a high functioning alcoholic.
Yeah, but yeah, and you keep the lines pretty, not whatever the opposite of blurred is. Like you're either at work or you're
focused.
You're drinking, focused. Yeah, it's like you're not really drinking when you're not supposed to be, as far as we can tell. And it seems like, I mean, if Lisa's telling the truth, that's what she's doing too.
Well.
But I've never felt less qualified in my life.
Nor have
to be
I.
Honest.
Like we, Lisa, hang on. We're gonna get you advice. We promise. Somebody's been through this. I mean,
mm-hmm. or. On both sides, have you had an intervention, or have you had to kind of convince your friend they do have a problem?
She's sticking with, I only get this crazy when I'm with them. I would say this, like, if I go out by myself tonight and have a drink at a bar, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to have the drink at the bar and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys were there, I might be a little more... brave, because then I've got my backup.
I'm
gonna have a few more. Might walk across the bar, talk to the cute girl, whatever. Because mm-hmm. I've got backup plan for rejection. But if I'm alone, I'm just going to teetote, right?
Yeah.
So maybe they're just seeing the side of her where she feels like cutting loose.
Yeah.
But maybe we're just making excuses for a person who's got a massive problem.
I know.
Yeah, we need somebody who's more qualified.
We need an expert.
If you're in the program,
was there something else she said that we missed you know, that's that little nugget that you pulled out one? Is there something else?
Yes. We need any help to either get Lisa in the program or get new friends. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're dealing with something very unusual, but maybe not unusual. Lisa was on the phone with us a few minutes ago, and basically her friends last weekend staged an intervention against her. They think when they go out, she drinks.
Yeah.
Hard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It seems like more than they do, or than they're
but
used to.
But they all have relationships.
They're like married, have serious relationships, are more settled. She's still living life. Staying young.
So she drinks a lot and then she tends to take a man home.
She's still living life.
Right. No, I'm not saying.
Is there an age limit for that?
I don't think there is, because I think, you know, you get divorced and there's women in their 40s who get divorced and then go hard in the paint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're just like, you relive your, whatever you missed out on, you kind of relive. But does that automatically make her an alcoholic, and does she need
an help? Intervention?
Aaliyah.
Yai.
What do you think?
I was gonna ask, if she don't mind, can we get her best friend on the phone and get both sides of the story so we don't just hear her side?
I think, I mean, we could try. I mean, Lisa's not on the phone at the moment, but like, what difference does it make to you? Like, if the best friend, haven't you heard enough? The best friend thinks you drink too much and you sleep around. Like,
well, and that's why I was asking if when they go out, they're only going out clubbing. Like, that's the only side of her that they're seeing.
If they went putt-putt, is she doing
that's what
shots?
I want to know.
Yeah, I mean.
But it seems like it's 0 to 100 with that group.
What could her friends say to make you think she's an alcoholic?
Well, it's just best to hear both sides, because when you're speaking to an alcoholic, I've dealt with alcoholics. They're going to say, no, of course. I don't need intervention. I don't need this. I don't need that.
Yeah.
But when you hear actually what they're really doing and not just when they're going out, what are they doing? What is she doing after they go out? Like the other day, like when she was on the phone, I really wanted to be like, okay, have you drank today? Did you drink yesterday? Did you drink the day before that? Yeah. Okay.
That makes sense. I don't imagine, I imagine the percentage of interventions where the person just goes, you got me, is almost zero. I think most people probably go,
they're in denial. They hide it. They lie.
100%.
Oh, big denial. We, you know, there's family members till this day that doesn't want help, you know? And they're like, no, I don't need help. I don't need help. But you're almost near homeless because of it.
Wow. All right. Well, we'll see if we can get her friends. But thank you for the call. I just, Aaron, are you an alcoholic?
No.
Why are you denying it?
Because I am fine not drinking ever again.
Right, but do you know what I'm saying? That like, it's this thing where you're guilty until proven innocent. It's like, everyone denies it. It's like, right, even innocent people deny it.
Right.
Did you kill your boyfriend? No. Ha ha, look at you. You're denying it.
You're so suspicious.
It just seems unfair, because everybody's, like, people are texting and saying, look, it's classic denial. And it's like, or it's classic truth. I don't have a problem. It's like, they read the same. CJ?
Yeah.
What do you think?
So I am a recovering alcoholic. I would always say I have a really hard job, and whenever I'd go out, it's to blow steam. I wouldn't drink all the time. I would drink every now and then. But then my friends and my family started to creep on me, saying like, CJ, you've got a problem. Like, this is becoming an issue for you.
And so did you see it right away?
I didn't see it right away. I really didn't. What I saw was, no, I have a hard job. It's very demanding. I work long hours, and I'm just having fun. And would I go home with random people every now and then? Yeah, I would. And then the numbers started to spiral, and then I realized, like, oh, crap, I really do have a problem. Mm.
So you had to kick it all together.
I went cold turkey.
But when, look, I know I'm setting myself up for my own intervention, but when you're having a really rough day, is there an escape for you then?
Mm. For me currently being 124 days sober, my escape is working out and journaling.
Okay.
That's awesome, CJ. Congrats.
No, that's, Thank you so much. 124 days is like,
yeah.
For somebody who was drinking every time they had a hard day, that's massive.
For sure.
Don't give up.
Oh, yeah, it's huge.
But so you think that what she's saying sounds like you? You think she's a textbook alcoholic in denial?
1,000% with no judgment, but yes.
Okay. That scares me a little bit, but thank you for the call.
She also has to remember that her friends are most likely coming to her out of love and care, support, and it's not like a fight.
I want to get on your side and agree with you, but her friends, I'm not trying to say, how do I say this? Her friends are in committed relationships and kind of in a lame period.
Do you think they're just Debbie Downers?
I don't need the angry texts from everybody, yeah. But I'm saying, what does it look like? Like you, I give you a ton of grief for like, oh, Aaron will sleep with anybody. And it's like, but at the same time, let's examine it. I'm actually just jealous that you're like out there crushing it. And like a little bit could be her friends going like, you need to settle down like we did. And it's like, no, I don't.
Mm.
Like you're not doing the things that I do. Like, so become more like us. And it's like, I don't have to. What if she went out and they partied all night, but she didn't drink and she still took a guy home? Then what would her problem be? She's a sex addict?
Oh, or can interesting.
Can she just be a more fun person than you?
Wow.
I don't know the answer, but I'm just.
And people have fun in different ways. Some people want to be home and alone and have fun.
And some people want to be. Yep. Yeah. Melanie?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, hey, I think it's a difference between having fun and, you know, like, where are your boundaries? If you're feeling guilty afterwards about what you're doing, that might be a big indicator that maybe it's, you know, going too far. Her friends, if they're really all coming together and very concerned, and then she keeps saying, I'm only in my 20s. I'm in my 20s. I did that, too. I think we all did that, too. Like, yeah. A lot of us are in our 20s. And it turns into your 30s, and then it turns into your 40s, and then all of a sudden, you're like a full-blown alcoholic. I'm not saying that's her case at all. I'm just saying, you know, be careful. I mean, because it can totally sneak up on you. And I'm all about having fun. But honestly, like, it can sneak up. So just,
she didn't sound like she had any. And I don't want to put words in her mouth, but she didn't sound like she had any regret about sleeping with the guys.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? No, I agree. If you're an alcoholic, you wake up and you're like, oh my God, what did I do?
Well, is there a moment of, If you're in denial that you don't, it takes a while for the regret to catch up. Is that a thing at all? I don't know.
I would think it probably catches up to you privately. You don't vocalize it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you probably, you know, we've all drank enough one time and you wake up and you're like, ugh.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
If you're doing that on the regular,
yeah,
you gotta stop. But I don't think she's regretting every time she takes a guy home. She didn't sound like she was, oops. Robert.
Yes, sir. Yai.
What do you think?
So, listen, man, in my opinion, like, friendships are about a compromise. So maybe they can come to an agreement where when they all go out, give a little bit of credit to the fact that she feels comfortable enough with her friends being out with her, yeah, as you said, Slacker, to go out and talk to that hot girl across the bar because you got backup. Like, it's a feeling, right? So.
Yes.
Maybe there should be a little bit of understanding to say, hey, let's come up with a safe word that makes you feel comfortable that I'm good. Like, everything's okay. Like, if I have
Yeah, somebody comes up to you and says, kumquat. It's not the greatest safe word, but it's a safe word.
How do you sneak that into a conversation?
That's what you say to the hot girl across the bar.
I'm just saying. But, like, so that's not a bad idea. Are you an alcoholic or are you...
No, I'm not, but I worked in the alcohol industry for over 20 years. I actually came by and did a tasting with you guys once where we talked about how alcohol can affect, and you guys both drank throughout your podcast, and we saw who got more hammered on how many drinks. It was pretty fun.
Definitely
we should
wasn't.
Do it again.
Swing on by 4700 South Syracuse.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.